Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for October 1st to the 7th, 2016. As Israel announces the construction of more housing units in illegal West Bank settlements, army attacks on Gaza this week intensifies. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Many residents and their international and Israeli supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly protest in the central West Bank village of Annabi Saleh on Friday. Troops attacked the protest at the village entrance using live rounds, tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Later, troops stormed and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. In the meantime, many civilians also were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. In the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, Combatants for Peace Movement organized on Friday a protest demanding the occupation to stop drying out Palestine. Water is a right for all. About 200 Palestinians and Israelis marched along Settlers Road 60 near the city and ended the protest at the tunnel checkpoint separating Bethlehem from Jerusalem. This week, the Palestinian Authority expresses concern over new announced Israeli settlements plans in the West Bank. IMC's Ramel Maghari has more.
Two Palestinian negotiators, Saab and Rikat, expressed concern over new Israeli settlements plan for the occupied West Bank and called on world countries to intervene to pressure the Israeli government to hold those plans. During a meeting with representatives of several international countries in the West Bank city of Ramallah, Rikat explained those plans. Israeli government had earlier declared expansion of the largest Israeli settlement of Beit Eil in northern Ramallah city. In the meantime, Israeli Minister Naftali Bennett believed that Israel should keep up control over the whole West Bank and not allow creation of a Palestinian state in the future. The minister's call was met with rejection by opposition Israeli leaders, such as former Foreign Minister Tzevi Livni. Those opposition leaders conceived that call as the beginning for an undesirable solution, the one-state solution in which Palestinians can become majority within the Israeli state. Palestinians in the West Bank now number more than 2.5 million. In a related news, prominent Palestinian political figure Mustafa Barghouti said this week that if Israel continues to reject a two-state solution, then the remaining possible solution will be the one-state solution. Earlier, Washington, that has ever supported a two-state solution, had warned against continued Israeli settlement activities or plans underway in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
This week saw an increase of Israeli army attacks targeting the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli troops invade communities, search homes and kidnap civilians, including children. IMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Three Palestinian youth were injured on Friday during clashes that erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops near the Nahal Oz military base, east of Gaza City. Medical sources said that the three youth sustained moderate injuries and were moved to a hospital in Gaza City. Meanwhile, many other protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, Israeli Navy ships attacked early Friday a number of Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters and kidnapped two fishers. The Israeli army shelled a site allegedly used by Palestinian militant groups in the central Gaza Strip on Thursday after a rocket reportedly fired from the Gaza Strip hit an open area on the southern Israel. On Wednesday, the Israeli Air Force and Army fired several shells and missiles targeting various areas of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli government said that the attack came after an alleged shell was fired from Gaza and hit open areas in Sderot in the Negev. Damage was reported but no injuries by Israeli attacks. Early on Wednesday morning, Israeli soldiers and Navy ships opened fire targeting Palestinian fishing boats, farmers and shepherds in different parts of the Gaza Strip. An Israeli Air Force pilot died and another was injured Wednesday as their fighter jet crashed while returning from their air assault on the besieged Gaza Strip, Israeli news sources reported. Also on Wednesday, the Israeli army announced that Navy forces have taken control of the Zaytuna relief ship while on its way to Gaza. According to the Israeli army, its troops took control of the ship 70 miles off Gaza shoreline. The ship was taken to Ashdod Israeli seaport and all solidarity workers aboard were arrested and deported Thursday of this week. Elsewhere, Israeli forces conducted this week at least 54 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 46 Palestinian civilians, including 7 children. Moreover, Israeli soldiers, accompanied by a number of armored bulldozers, invaded Thursday the farmlands near Kharsa town, west of the southern West Bank city of Hebron, before bulldozing and uprooting nearly 10 acres of Palestinian lands. Soldiers also demolished several water wells in the invaded and uprooted lands. Also near Hebron, several Israeli military vehicles accompanied by armored bulldozers invaded on Wednesday Palestinian lands in Beit Ula town and uprooted at least 1.5 acres of Palestinian lands planted with almond trees. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Badnoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the review report for October 1st to the 7th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.immc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Georgia Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.